Simukov Tzadivav. We left off discussing the Machaber and Ramah in the Bedik of the Efsik Taira. If it's being made on Yerushal Riyasos Sebeis, if it's being made on Yom Sheni or Yom Shlishi Riyasa. We mentioned that different questions in how to understand the Mechaber and the Ramah. Now, the Gemara in Nida over here on the Samchesam Beis brings down Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Tanya Amru Loyola Rabbi Yehuda Il Mada Yedem Munachas Veinel Kobein Hashmashis. If you wanted to say that you have to do the B'dikis Hefzik min a mincha l'mala. So the Chum, tying it back to Yehuda, if her hand would be there throughout the entire Ben Hishmashes, Yafat Oime, but Achshav, but now that's not the entire Ben Hishmashes, Eime im Silu Gedeo Roasa. So Mali Yafrish B'tayra B'zayin min a mincha l'mala, Mali Yafrish B'tayra B'rishoin on the first day. Then the Gemara ends off. Amalei loishnav rishoin loishalte v'tizish loishalte v'chim de pasak pasak v'shenami kim de pasak pasak v'mekar v'maisava halvuchzik ma'ayin pasuach. So we see over here in Rabbi Yehuda that there's an idea of doing the bedika from min hamincha l'mala. Min hamincha l'mala gives us some kind of bearer that we wouldn't have if she did it earlier. The closer it is to the beginning of the Zayin Nekiyim, it's giving us somewhat of a birur that even though she did have Hefsik Taira, but there's no chshash, there's less of a chshash that there was dam between the Hefsik Taira and the beginning of the Zayin Nekiyim. And it seems from the Gemara that the Chachamim were responding to Rabbi Yehuda and saying to Rabbi Yehuda, big deal, big deal. If you were leaving it there the entire time, okay, then I understand. But once you're not doing it the entire Ben Hishmashes, so what do we gain? Therefore, there's no reason to do it min hamincha l'mala. Now, the Beis Yosef is already matzmiya that this din of Ben Hishmashes that we find here, where does it come from? And if we take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Alf says, and the Goyin over here in Siv Dalet says, "Lahachmir lechatchila kerev Yehuda b'masnis Hashem samaches amaral." To be machmir lechatchila like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah samaches amaral. V'zeu shekasev ba'agav v'chein, and that's what Rama holds. V'chein oigin lechatchila. Rama agrees. Obediyeved v'chulu the kaimalang rabbanah. So the Goyin is telling us that Be'etzen we paskin like the Rabbana. The Kaimel and Rabbana we paskin the Rabbana. So where is this din of Ben Hishmashes come from? Says the Goyin from Rabbi Yehuda. L'chatchilu v'bein machmel like Rabbi Yehuda, which is a plea because B'derech Klal, when we in Klal Epsak, we paskin like the Rabbana, Allah is like the Rabbana. Why are we choshish for the other sheet? Why are we choshish for Rabbi Yehuda? Why are we being machmel for Rabbi Yehuda?
And is it also not Rabbi Yehuda anyway, because Rabbi Yehuda needs Yom Shvi'i specifically?
So that prod, we're taking the prod of Minamincha L'mala. That's what we're taking. That bureau of Minamincha L'mala. And that we're passing like the other Shitas. Not that we're being machmer like Rabbi Yehuda's Shita that's in the Mishnah. We're being machmer on the idea of Rabbi Yehuda, of this bureau that we see in the Gemara about Minamincha L'mala. Now, the Mechaber says over here, Kadesh Tifsik B'Tayra. Says the Shach, Ben Hashmashes. And that is the Tayra is based. It's Matzmi, it says, Lo Yedati, I don't know what the Ramah is, what's the Shach come to be Moisif over here. The Mechaber himself says, B'dika Zuti, Yisamach Ben Hashmashes. What's the Shach saying over here, Ben Hashmashes? So in Shurim from the Rav, in Shurim of Yosef Dov HaLevi, over there he brings down that he wanted to learn that even the Rabbanon will agree that there's somewhat of a revach. Everyone agrees that there is something to gain by being baidik min mincha l'malo. It's not like the Rabbanon are denying the revach they have. They're just saying to go ahead and establish that that's the din that has to be min mincha l'malo, that already they don't see enough of a gain to make that the halacha. But in Svara, the Svara they'll agree to that there's a Svara, the min mincha l'malo has a revach. And that's what the Goyin means. That's what he explains the Goyin over here. The Goyin is saying, La'achmel chatchilik Rabbi Yehuda means like the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that there is something to gain by Menor Men Chalamala. But Avad, it's a lechatchilik dekadin. But Bidyevit, Avad, we pass him like the Rabbanan.
The Rabbanan weren't saying this in Bidyevit, they were saying right?
Maybe not. Maybe the Rabbanan agreeing. What was Bidyevit mean? No, that's incorrect. But the Yevid in many places doesn't mean that, right? But the Yevid in your day we have Aina Banat. But the Yevid doesn't mean that you did something incorrect, right? But the Yevid just means if there's there's a better way of doing it, and then there's also this way of doing it, but not that you did anything wrong this way. So Kovil Chazal, and this is what he's saying, that if either the Chum agree that there's something better about doing that, we can't be mechayiv you to do it.
Therefore,
the Goyin is learning. No, so the Goyin is learning. They're not denying that. Of course, there's a gain by it. But what? And that's what the Mechaber. That's where they got this from. But what the Gemara is saying is for Amrulai, that for us to go ahead and be mechayiv you to do it, that we don't see enough of a gain to be mechayiv you to do it, like Rabbi Yehuda was being mechayiv her to do it. But of course, in Svara, there's a reason to agree that that's a better bidika.
I mean, okay, what they're saying is that the game doesn't go far enough. I mean, they said if then they sort of would have been masking to what they were saying.
Correct.
But they said since she's only doing it earlier on, so then it sounds like they're saying that she didn't really gain.
Mali has good. What's the difference though?
Right. Therefore, it's not enough of a gain. This is why the Mechaber is learning. It's not enough of a gain to be Mechaifer to do it that way.
But the first is that it's still unknown whether she's going down afterwards.
Correct. But it's definitely much, much, much less of a chash. Do you agree to that? Or Rabbanan agree to that?
So that's a shame.
How do we pass like the Rabbanan? But even the Rabbanan agree that there's such a svar.
The
Rabbanan will agree that l'chatchila there's a better way to do it.
He's not.
The Chatchila.
Rabbanan
is being mefarish. I didn't get the shach. So the Semach Tzedek, when he comes to explain the shach over here. Does anyone have a copy of the Semach Tzedek?
Huh?
Or the... What?
Are they in the sheets?
Yeah. No, I didn't put it. So it's in both. Okay, so the Semach Tzedek would... Maybe, I don't think I have a copy of it here. But, one second. I just was with saying on this, but I didn't write the lashon there. I had a copy of it. I don't know if it's. Okay, so it's the. It's very good lashon to see. But Tzedek, what? It's going on the Shach, and then also in Kuntra Zachrin. It's in Pisgei Dinim and also in Kuntra Zachrin, in both of them. And Kuntra Zachrin explains it even further. So he says over there is that he's explaining the Shach. What does the Shach mean by Bein HaShemashos? That says B'tikizu Chaybu Chachomim Chazaw Mechayev Chachomim. He says Chomu Mechayev. There should be samach to shkia, samach to bein hashmashis. Should be samach to bein hashmashis, and it should be close to the end of the day. And therefore, he says that this bedika should be, and he says it pretty clearly in Kuntra Zachrin. Unfortunately, Chaval, I don't have his lashon, but no, samach tzedek. I'm the samach tzedek. So what he says over there, he wants to be mechadish that even the chachamim also agree that the best time to do it is at the end of the day and to go into the night, to go into bein hashmashos, to put the bedika cloth in close to the end of the day and to leave the same bedika cloth there throughout bein hashmashos. And that's Rabbi Yehuda. That's where and he's taking the idea of Rabbi Yehuda, and that's the best way to do it. And that's what the Shach has come to say over here. K'dei shetisik v'tayra bein hashmashos. This bedika zutia samach lebein hashmashos. K'dei that this bedika itself will be a bedika throughout bein hashmashos. That's what the Shach is saying over here. Which means what he's understanding is that the best bearer possible to be mavar to us that she already ended seeing and she's beginning her Zayin Nikiyim is doing a bedika at the end of the day, and this bedika itself is going to be there throughout Bein HaShemashos, and there's no dam on it. That's mavar to us. She ended her day without any dam, and she went into Vaday Laila without any dam on the bedikah. And what's it? Give me a chance, please. And so this is what we refer to by the Meich Dachuk. The Meich Dachuk that we're referring to is this idea that the bedikah, it's one bedikah. The Meich Dachuk is putting the bedikah cloth in and leaving it there through the Zman Bein HaShemashos, which there are many paiskim that are very makel in Meich Dachuk. They're very makel in allowing Isha not to do a Meich Dachuk for any reason. And part of their cheshbon is because anyways they're not doing a Meich Dachuk properly. Because the proper way of doing a Meich Dachuk is to hagufa that the hefsik taira is the Meich Dachuk. Not that you did a bedika and you took it out and then you put in a Meich Dachuk. Because once I did a bedika already, so I established my chesed taira with the bedika. So what are you gaining with the Meich Dachuk? The whole gain of the Meich Dachuk is gufa, that the bedika itself is, the bedika itself that's been mevaritas is what was in there from before Shkia throughout Bein HaShemashos. But if you're going to take it out beforehand, so you already mevaritas that you stopped bleeding with a bedika. So now already, what are you gaining by putting in a Meich Dachuk? Where's the extra beer in it?
Why don't you have more of dairy?
What? You don't have more of dairy. One second. Could I try to talk? If we take a look at Rav Moshe, Rav Moshe seems to say for a carrot. Rav Moshe in the Tshuva, he says, Toiv lechatchila, that what the women should do is they should take a bedika cloth, do a hefsik taira, take out the bedika cloth, look at the bedika cloth, see that it's clean, and he uses l'shayin sh'teida, that she should know before she's going into the Bein HaShemashos, she should know clearly that she was mafsik b'taira, and then she should put in the Meich Dachuk. That's what Moshe writes in the Tshuva. Which means that we have over here two understandings of what the meichdachok is, and what we try, and how we trying to establish this nekuda. Either the harvacha is that the bedikas hefsik is what's being massacred, and therefore a better way of doing it would be like the Tzemach Tzedek and the Shach is learning that it should be there throughout Bein Hashmashos. Or no, Rav Moshe is saying no, that it's enough that she did a bedika, and now she sees that the bedika is clean, so now she knows that she's naki. So why is she doing the meichdachok? It's an extra beer, like the Lashon Rishayim Rashbi uses. There should be a beer of Vadai. Should be more of a beer. It's more of a beer, but not that it is the beer. The beer is the bedika. But according to the first pshat, and Achrami, once you did the hefsik tani and you mevaritas, right? There's no reason to do the hefsik because we're not looking for more beer. We're looking for maybe a better beer. The better beer is when you put it in before and you leave it there throughout. Yes.
You did the bedika, you have a beer at that moment, but you don't know at the end of the day that it was there.
But afterwards, I know back to before, what's wrong with that? Rav Moshe has this nekuda that he says you should know before. Rav Moshe agrees that if she didn't check in until afterwards, it's chal. Yeah. Just he's saying he'd rather that you know about it beforehand and therefore take it out beforehand. But the others are learning. When I find out in 10 minutes from now, I'll find out that it's clean. I'll know from before that I went in clean. That's enough. Yeah.
Why does that mean that it does nothing? I mean, according to the first...
There's no inyan of doing another beer. I already did.
More, even though it's not another...
Who needs more? Who needs more? That's what the shach means. You don't need more. You do one beer. What do you need more for?
When you did it, okay.
I don't need more.
I
did.
Absolutely. I'm on the Shachar, that's like a different thing. And he quotes it, and then he says, "Lo'olam on the day of the hefsek, you should do this."
You still have a second, third, fifth.
On the day of the hefsek tara.
Right.
And today is already. It's like today is the day you did the hefsek tara, and that day you should do this month.
What do you mean? See, yeah. Why not?
It seems to be this, like something you do on the day you should have hefsek, not as the hefsek itself. The Rashba brings it inside, he says, we do bedika.
The Rashba, but what do you mean the Shulchan Aruch?
According
to Kadesha Tivsik Batara, bedika zuti yasam of the Manish Mashis.
Right, and then he
reads Adam. That's a continuation. Out the parentheses, read it. Bedika zuti yasam of the Manish Mashis. Olaylam Yomad Adam, he's encouraging people, right? Why say Yomad Adam? The Shulchan says it's encouragement. He's encouraging people that they should do it this way. Not that it's ma'akev, but it's encouraging that this is shezu b'dika metziyum b'dekol safik. Because if you'll do it this way, that you'll put it in samach l'bein hashmashes and leave it there, bein hashmashes, this is mamish gevaldik. It's all encouragement of what he just said. Yeah, take out the parentheses, read it straight. Ubedika zut, he is samach l'bein hashmashes. Ulaylam yomar adam sech beisay shete bedekas b'hemefsitaras b'meichdachok. That bedika you're doing samach l'bein hashmashes should be a meichdachok, which remains v'sheisham kol b'hemefsitaras b'meichdachok. That same bedika. Okay. Now the. Now, the Arsamech writes that even if Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us that there's no dam, you still need a Maisa B'dika, like with Marichan and the last Chabura, you need a Maisa B'dika. Right? So, you know, she would do a sonogram and see that there's no dam there, that doesn't help. She needs to do a Maisa B'dika. The Chazon Ish explains, what is it about a Maisa B'dika? What is it about a Maisa B'dika that we want a Maisa B'dika? Chazon Ish Simut Tzadi Beis Ois Chof Aleph and Ois Chof Daled. It's medamet to someone who has a wound that began to heal. And if you press on the side of the wound, if you press hard enough on the side of the wound, if it's still in an early stage of healing, a tipa of dam will come out. You'll press along the side. The dam will come out of the makkah still. It's still somewhat open. Because again, we're talking about over here, after she already went through at least 5 days, where after already 2 days, usually there's no flow. There's maybe a trickle, and the trickle gets less and less. So we're trying to be environed that there's not even a trickle. We're trying to be environed that it's not, I shouldn't say not a trickle, we're trying to be environed that it's not psuach. So how are we environed that it's not psuach? So that's what he says. So it's like a maka, where if you press along the side of the maka hard enough, you press in different parts of it, if it's still open, down will come out. Down will come out. So to the Tyra is being megala to us that the Mayan is sus. And says the Chazanish that that's pshat and why the Hefzik Tyra needs to be with Chayim Vizdakim. What am I doing when I'm doing Bedikas Chayim Vizdakim? What I'm accomplishing is when I fetch into all those different crevices, all those different parts, I'm pressing from different areas to see whether Epis or Dhamma, some Dhamma will still come out of it. And if I can do that, if I'm putting the pressure in all these different areas and no dam comes out, then that's a raya that it's minusus. Therefore, says the Chaznish, the Fizeh, he has another Eitzah. Why do I have to do Chayim Mizdakim if all I'm trying to prove with Bidikas Chayim Mizdakim is that the minor is sosum? So I have another Eitzah. One Eitzah is Taka Chayim Mizdakim. Another Eitzah is if I put a cloth in there and leave it there for a certain amount of time, doesn't give the amount of time, but I leave it there for a certain amount of time, and this time goes by, and there's no dam on it. So Vaita proves that we passed that stage of Pesuach, because nothing's coming out of it. And therefore, that would be enough. And the emesis in the Shelas David, in Tshuva Shelas David, he taka says this meforsh. He says, a lady, b'mkayim chayim v'zdokin, can put the bedika cloth in, leave it there for a certain amount of time, and that would accomplish it. And therefore, there are paiskim that are semech on this Shelas David in different situations, or even always, that if she doesn't want to have to do chayim v'zdokin, she could just stick the cloth in, leave it there for a certain amount of time, and that'll be enough. And there are certain situations where there are paiskim that are semech on it. Some make a pshara that say if she walks around while the bedik is inside her, so then that could, that together with this idea that was left in there for a certain amount of time is enough to accomplish the Chayim Mizdakim. But the bedikah needs to be done. The Chayim Mizdakim is accomplishing to bring out that the mind is not pesuach, and there may be other ways of accomplishing it. Others want a taina. Then no, Chazal Masakin, that the surah of how it should be done is with Chayim Mizdakim. See if you have in Svara all the eights, and Svara Taka works, but Chazal Chayim Mizdakim, and it's Ma'akib the Chayim Mizdakim, even though you found another trick how to prove it. If let's say Aisha did a Hefzik Taira, and it wasn't good, she brought it to the Rav, wasn't good, but then he looks at the Meich Dachuk, and the Meich Dachuk is good. But by the Meich Dachuk, she didn't turn it around. She just left it in there for the 20 minutes that she had to leave in it. So that's a big nafkamina over here. If we're Seimach on these Eitzes of the Chaznish, the Shelas David, so then she has a Hefzik Taira. If we're not Seimach on it, so then she'll have to do a new Hefzik Taira. Another example is that let's say she did Hefzik Taira, but she's misupik if she did the Chayim Mizdakim. She's not sure if she did the Chayim Mizdakim. So now, if Hefzik Taira is min haTaira, l'chayra, what we would have to say is Safik Dvar Taira, she has to do another Hefzik Taira. However, I once heard Shimon Rabbi Eliashiv that in such a case where she did also a Meich Dachok, so then will be mitzarif. These shitas will say, since she did Hefzik Taira and she's misupik on the Chayim Vizdakin, she might have done it or she didn't do it, and she also did a Meich Dachuk afterwards and left it in there for that amount of time, so then we'll be misarif the shittas that hold that that's enough for Chayim Vizdakin. Now, to just do the Meich Dachuk alone without Chayim Vizdakin, that he wasn't willing to be sevach on those shittas, because Lameisa, we find the din Chayim Vizdakin. But as a tziruf, we'll use it as a tziruf in the,
it's taking on that the Bedika was a Darius Adin.
I'm saying even if it's Darius Adin. Yeah. If it's Rabbanu, it's easier to play. Yeah. Now, in the Halichas Chanoich, he points out another important point from Henoch Padua, that sometimes one could do a Meich Dachuk. And there'll be a shayla on the Meich Dachuk. The color that's found on the Meich Dachuk is a questionable mara. But she did also a Hefsitaira before him. The Hefsitaira was clean, was kosher. So we're not going to be as machmer on the Meich Dachuk. You know, one could ask, if I'm doing a Meich Dachuk, so why bother doing the Hefsitaira? So the answer to that is that there are certain maris that we will not let go by for Hefsik Taira, because you'd be machzik or betaira with this. So it has to be much more not noited to Edoim, as opposed to other bedikas where she's already bechesis Taira, so the other bedikas which is a suffix noited or not will be more makel on. So by doing the Hefsik Taira first and it was clean, that will give us the allowance to now be more makel on the Meich Dachuk, which may have a questionable color that we wouldn't let go through for the Hefsik Taira. That's what you gain by doing both.
But isn't it the same question? It's not like a bdika the next day.
So what? I was already machzik bechesis Taira.
That's not dependent on the Meich.
She took it out like Sefer HaMoshe. She looks at it and then she puts the Meich in. She already was machzik, it's all b'taira.
All these cases we're saying are assuming we don't go accept Tzedek Savana in one of
them. Yeah. I'm just throwing out different ideas, yeah. Now, let's say she did a Hefsik Taira in the morning. You wanted cases. These are the shaylas. She did a Hefsik Taira in the morning, and she thought that she's not going to have time to do it later on in the day, right? She officially works from 9 to 5. She gives 4:30. It's not going to be shaykh for her to do it. And therefore, she did it in the morning. Now, came out for whatever reason. She has time to do it before Shkia. So she wants to know, should she do it again or not? Should she do it again or not? So if we take a look at the Mechaber over here and the Ramah says the Mechaber says b'dika zutia samchul ben shmashes chein nagin chatzchila b'diaver if you lebatka atzma rak shachris umata atzma toira sagi bekach. So we have pretty clearly a b'diaver sagi bekach. But what does that mean, b'di'evit? What does b'di'evit mean? B'di'evit could mean two things. So from the sugya, it's mashma that, and we explained before, that rather there's a harvacha that you have to do it later on in the day. And that's the chatchil of it. The chatchil is for that revach that you'll gain by doing it later on in the day. But once she was machzik herself in the morning, so then we're not going to make her do it again. Not going to make her do it again. So b'di'evit doesn't mean that she's a b'di'evit dika person. It just means b'di'evit, when she's doing it all now, then sagi b'kach, that's enough that she did it in the morning. But we're not going to be mechayver to do it again a second time. Now, okay. So that's the idea of the b'dika with the chayim v'zdaka. Now, there are shittas that hold that she doesn't become Becheskes Taira until the end of the Zainakim, like we spoke about, the Rashba, Tosfos. There are other shittas that it takes 3 days. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Yeridei Chedek Alf Simtzadi Dalet. I don't want to get into the pratim of the tshuva at this point because we'll come back to it later on in the Simen, but to bring out the lumdas, I'm going to mention it. But Moshe is talking about over there, Isha, that for food reasons, she needed to wash and clean herself in the Isay Makam during the days of Sfira. And we take a look in Sif Dalet, the Mechaba passage, the Chatchila, one should do two bedikas every day of the Zainakim. Brings another sheet that one bedika throughout the Zainakim is enough. Brings down another shita that at least on day one, and on day seven, one. And it's based on the Gemara, different shitas in the Gemara. And the Mechaber seems to pass in the Avad L'chatchila two bedikas, but at least one on day one and one on day seven. But what's the Svaris HaMachlekes? So says Rav Moshe, Why are we doing bedikas over here? Why are we doing bedikas during the Zayin Nikim? So the Chavos Das in Oiz Gimel, he says a lashon over there, which we'll have to take a look at closer. He says a lashon over there, sfurin ubedukin, which is based on Igmarna Samachtes on the base that the sphere is done through the bedika. You're accomplishing your bedika through the you're accomplishing your mitzvah of sphira through the bedika. Therefore, says Rav Moshe as follows, that the Madama holds that you need to do twice a day, once in the morning and once before Shkia. The reason for that is because we're worried, Shema Rasa, maybe she saw. Maybe she saw during the night before. And in order to take herself out of this suffix, she needs to be Baidik. Similarly, we have a chash that maybe she saw throughout the day. To be mightier from this suffix, she needs to do a bedik at the end of the day. So the two bedikas are coming to be mevaratas that even though she did already have sitaira, but she didn't see further. There was still no dam over here. And therefore he says over there, you'll look at it inside, I'm just quoting it very bekitzer, but the way he says it over there is that he says, so therefore according to the Rosh, the holes they only need to do one bedika a day, says al karchach is not because of a chashash that maybe she saw, because if it was out of chashash that she saw, then you would have to do two bedikas, one at the end of the night and one at the end of the day. So it's not out of chashash. It must be because there's a new idea over here. Did I give out that tshuva in the Marvel famous? What?
We didn't get the value.
You didn't get the Marvel famous?
I didn't get the value.
Oh, okay. Okay, that could be. One second.
She was it?
It's a chelek. Aleph Simitzadi Dalit. He says of it.
Aleph Simitzadi Dalit.
Yeah. Babadika Shitrich of Zayime and Kim Bisha Ruya Lira is dam. Eno Mitzad Shashri is dam. Ugzeris Akasif. The tzarek shiyu yiduim bevadei shiyu yomim tayrim. Just know that these are tardik days. It's at atzman. Loim it's at chazaka di yomim akoidmin. Af lekuli alma. And he goes on to expand the machlekes in the Gemara, which we'll come back to. So Rav Moshe over here. So basically, with his shiloh, what he does over there is he says that according to the shita. According to the shita of twice a day, so there should be also for her to sit in her bath or to wash herself out or to go swimming, as opposed to the shita they only have to do once a day. So then already he says she's machzik herself at the chesik taira, so she's already becheskis taira. So there's no chash shem rasa. And therefore she could go swimming, she could sit in a bath, she could wash herself out. We have no problems. Because we're not worried that maybe this dam there that she's washing away. Because she was already machzik herself b'tayra. Element is a new din of Xerus Kosta that we wanted to do bedikis. And therefore it won't be a problem according to that. Which if you follow through Moshe's logic, so then she'll come out that l'chatchila, based on the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, Chatchila, a lady is not allowed to sit in her bath or go swimming during the Zayin Nikim. Chatchila, because we pass in Chatchila to Bedikis, that means he's being chosh for that. Bidiyeve will be semach on the other shittas, which halacha lemaisa we make. We allow her to take baths and we allow her to go swimming. But upon this musik that Ramesh is being chadish over here, or that we'll see in other achrayim rishayim. But this musig over here, the bedikas zayin nikim, is that the Rav Moshe is setting up for us is that either the Hefzetai was already machziker, or was still trying to build the chazaka, was still trying to build this chazaka throughout the time. So now, if we take a look at the shach later on in the simin, if you take a look in Sif Yud over here, the Rama says as follows. The Rama says, Yesh Oimrim, the Bishlash Yom Rishayim Shemei Asfira, during the first 3 days of the Sfira, if she'll find the Kesem, Ain Toilin Oysel Lahakal. We don't do Tliyaz Lahakal, Kamaisha Toilin Kshak Sam. The Shlash Yom Rishayim Shechem Liyaz Nikim Ligamri. The first 3 days have to be clean, Ligamri. But afterwards, as it then like other ksamim v'chein nagim. V'davke kesem shu yaisim v'chein gris void. Avapachas mi gris void. Tayla b'kina. Afid v'shlash yam r'shenim. V'adin v'haylein makav v'vayim. V'tayla n'kina. Which, that's because it was like us. So therefore, it's not a din tzliya. But what's the Ramah bringing down over here? That the Yesh Ayrim holds that during the first 3 days, we're not going to do Tliyas like we do during Yimei Taira. During Yimei Taira, we do Tliyas, even Tliyar Chaykais. Tliyar Chaykais, we're not going to do during the first 3 days. Now the Ramah continues. V'hu adinim, hoyala maka begufa, she had a maka in her guf, v'yaydas shemitzi adam, and we know, she knows that it's mitzi dam. We're going to be toilet even if it's bigger than a chigris. I mean, that cooler that we have that will be toilet a makkah, that's not yidua, that's mitzi dam. That cooler we're not going to apply it to the first 3 days. But if she has a makkah that's mitzi dam, then we're going to be toilet. Says the Shach over here, the Shach goes in, he argues with Ramai, he says, no way. Then the first 3 days, we don't do any tzliyas. We do not do any tzliyas. We don't, even if there's a makkah shemitziya dam, we're not toiling the makkah shemitziya dam. A tzliyah, we might as well, a tzliyah is that when she comes in front of us with a mara, with a dam, so we see kilu. If it's found in a place where it's possible that it came from her, we see that it came from her. So we have in front of her, Isha, which is Sodam. The Tliya goes ahead, and the Tliya creates by us a Suffolk. Now that we have a Suffolk, so then we'll be Mekel. So therefore, in the first 3 days, it's obviously harder to create a Suffolk by us. So that's why the Ramah held, the Ramah learns that there has to be a makkah shemitzi adam. But the Shach argues and the Shach goes in and he says that even a makkah mitzi adam, until the first 3 days, after the 3 days, we're not going to be toilet. And the beer is because the Shach holds that she doesn't have a cheskes taira until after the first 3 days. During the first 3 days, she's still building up her Cheskes Taira. She's still establishing her Cheskes Taira. And she doesn't have that yet. As opposed to her mother holds a vada with the Hefzik Taira. She was machzik herself with Taira, and therefore we could do Tzliyas. We could do a Tzliya in a Maka Mitzi Adam. Just has to be a Roch Dika Tzliya to create a Suffolk by us. It is harder to create that Suffolk in front of us. But once you create the Suffolk, there's a Cheskes Taira over here, which will be makel with. So here we have a shita, a third shita. We have the shita of the Bach, which Rav Moshe was calling the Bach, that only mitat mitzad hilchis creating the suffix. Not in the hilchis creating the. That's right. But since, because in Svara, the suffix is being created in Svara. In Svara, the Maisa, she just finished seeing. So it could be it's still coming from her. So in order to make a suffix in front of us, I need a stronger Taliya to create the suffix. But once I have a suffix, we put her on our Cheskes Taira. As opposed to the Shach, it doesn't help. There's no Cheskes Taira.
We said in the Shach back then, according to the Lashon here, is that Rabban goes Rala Kesem Hicha the Lekal and
that's only after the third day. And during Yimei Taira. That's Kuf Tzadi.
Okay. Right,
it's in Kesem. That's in Tzimikov Tzadik, where she's in her Yimei Taira. But during the first 3 days, she doesn't have any Chesed Taira to deal with. That's only afterwards. It's only after she has a Cheskes Taira. Now, so we have three sheetas. We have the Bach, who passes they need two bedikas a day. And Rav Moshe said that she doesn't get her Ches Taira until the end of the 7 days. We have the Shach, the 3 days. And then we have the other sheetas that already with the Hefzik Taira, she created a Ches Taira. So now let's take a look at Sif Gimel. Sif Gimel. The Yom Shepesekes Miliris Bedekes Atzma Ka'amor. Tilbash choloka boduk lo sheba kesem. Belaila tosim sadinim abdukim iksamim. Umiyoy mamachris tas chalispa shivinikim. Haga. Umine kashu kishoisha pesekes vitairo. She tirachets, she should wash herself. Omnam le roch sarak panash omato, dai bekach. So the Rama is bringing down this mini kosher, and he says that she should wash herself before the bedika. She should wash herself before she does the bedikas. Hefzik Taira. Chabad doesn't bring it down at all. Chabad doesn't mention anything about this din rechitza. The Rama brings it down. Why?
What is the washing do?
That is a good question. Very good question. In Tzimikuf Pei Gimel, obviously we're going to discuss that, right? In Tzimikuf Pei Gimel, we learned that Min HaTorah, she's not Tmei until she's Margish. Midrabanan, does it in Kesem? Even without Hargosha, she could be Tmei. Midin Kesamim. If it's less than a Kegris, we say she's Torah. If it's less than a gris and vade migufa, so we had a machlek is over there. If she's tmei or not, comes along the Torah Shlomim over here. Torah Shlomim says, "Hatam bechose, the ulay neslach lech gufa chaluka beize kesem, v'timse besoy chazay nekim." Well, you have to figure out what the right gersa here is. If it's maybe techa gimel yamim, the first 3 days. Right, so what are we worried about? The ulay neslach lech gufa or chaluka with some kind of stain, and she'll find it within the first 3 days. The az ain toilim kemavur besamach sif yud. We're not gonna be toila like we find in sif yud. So the Torah Shlomim has explained to us what's the reason for the rechitza. The reason is because maybe she'll find a stain of dam. And we're not going to do Taliyah. We're not going to be toilet. We're not going to be toilet. Meaning, he's saying that it's Ramah l'shitase, Ramah from Sif Yud, that in Sif Yud is Mavura, that we don't just do Taliyahs easily. You need a cheshvin for a Taliyah. We don't just stop make Taliyahs. We don't stop make Taliyahs. So what are we worried about? We're worried that perhaps she'll find the Kesem. And we're not going to want to be toilet because we don't have a good tzliya for it. So the Ramah is giving us Eitz HaTayfa. The Ramah is telling us, I have Eitz HaTayfa for you. We want you to be tar. Our goal here is to get you to be tar, and our goal is that you should be tar. We're not looking to make you tame or that you should remain tameya. We want you to be taira. Therefore, listen to us. Save yourself from running into issues of finding some, and then you're going to want to say that this kesem was from before the Zayin Nikiyim. We're not going to let it go by so easily. So make sure to wash yourself, clean yourself, that there's no ksamim, no dried blood left around in the area that will create a kesem, and then you can try to make a tliyah afterwards.
Is this washing before she does that fire or after?
Before.
What? It sounds to me.
Look at the.
She really checked herself and she found. No, it sounds like she checked herself and she found that she's clean. And now he's telling you, so you don't want to have any other problems now. You know you're clean, so make sure you get rid of any some that you might possibly any dirt or anything.
Right. No, but on the particular cloth also, you don't want to run into problems, right?
how do you know if she's washing something before that you're not getting rid of a town that's truly done?
Say, let her get rid of it. Who cares? Who cares? Well, since when we bother with that? She let her take baths and showers all day. She can sit in her bath all day. Who's worried about that? We're worried now about afterwards.
Right.
She'll find the kesem. So therefore, before you do the hefsik, wash yourself so we don't run into any finding of kesem, even a second after the hefsik. And we'll,
that wouldn't necessitate washing inside, would it? Cause
I'll get to that.
Oh, we'll discuss that.
We'll get to that. Those are pratim of. First, let's understand the why, and then we'll work out what are the pratim of the rechita.
No, we were saying now.
I didn't explain again. I started with now. I went back. I read it inside. I went back to the first words. I skipped the next two words. I'm sure you realized. And then I went on to Omnam, right? And right. Okay. What's it? Why?
It sounds like it's together.
I didn't say it's not together. One thing, I'm not Hashem that can talk about Zach and Shama at the same time either. What do you want? I don't know what you want. I left you for a weekend. You guys went nuts. Okay. So the Torah is saying that now it's Yitachim that the Mechaber that doesn't bring down Mechitza. The Mechitza is Pasha because he held. We do Taliyas, all Taliyas during the first 3 days. And that's why some learn in the Mechaber that we do Taliyas, all Taliyas within the first 3 days. We'll get back to this prat later on in the Siman. We'll see if this is true in the Shita of the Mechaber or not. But this is one possible understanding of why the Mechaber does not bring down the Din Rechitza. Or, perhaps, the Mechaber held that that's why I'm Shana the Mechaber. Or we could say another Mahalach over here, that Rechitza is a Din. The Rama is telling you a Din. It's not telling you it's a Taiva. He's telling you a halacha psuka, mini kasha is halacha. That when she's doing the hefsitaira, she should do a rechitza beforehand. Why? Because since we're going to do taliyas, since we do taliyas, it may have to be a better taliya, or maybe going to the mechaber, any taliyas will do, but the fact is we can do taliyas. We don't want to make mistakes over here. We want that she should go through these Zainakim and she be a real Zainakim. So we're nervous that she'll find Dam. And she'll come to us and tell us, this Dam I know was from beforehand. And we're going to be Samech on her. And we're going to be toilet that was from beforehand. So in order to prevent any type of mistake during Yemei Taira, we're not worried about that. Because why should she be seeing Dam? So if she comes and tells us, this Dam is from her Yemei Nidus, or this dam is from the chickens, or something like that, we can accept it right away. But again, we are nervous. So even if we can accept it, but we're nervous about it. So we tell her, you know what? Clear any leftover blood that's left over there, wash it away, and then I won't be worried that if we have to make a taliyah, to make a taliyah. Well, we won't have to make taliyahs. So that could be another pshanin. What would the nafkamina be? Perhaps nafkamina would be as if the rechitz is makif. Torah Shlomim learns that it's only Eitzah Toiva, clearly says that the rechitz is not makif. Ulai, maybe, if you learn that it's a din, maybe it will be makif. Now, halacha l'maisa, we pass in that it's not makif, as we'll get back to soon. Now the rechitz itself. Let's discuss the rechitz itself. The Rama continues. Rama says, "Omnam im loy roch zarak paneh shomato dai bekach." What's that lashon dai bekach? Chein nagim. What's the dai bekach? What's dai bekach? It's mashma lechatchil. You need to do more than paneh shomato. However, if you only did paneh shomato, it's enough. Sounds like you may have to wash your whole guf. However, halacha l'maisa, the way we paskin is that, and this is the minig, that she should wash the oisin makim between her legs and any area which the dam could fall onto. This is where the shach and kuf tzadi test if cutting your base brings it down. Oisin makim ben yirei choseha, and those areas where dam could have dripped onto. Now, the Ramah is stressing b'chein nagin. It's a minig. I mean, she can't come and say, you know what, I don't want to do it, or I don't think I need to do it because I'm anyways clean. B'chein nagin. This is the minig. The minig is to do it. Can't just be mevatel a minig kvua. Can't be mevatel that. However, if she is running late and it's getting close to shkia, and if she's going to do the rechitza, she won't be able to do the bedika on time. So vada, we're going to let her do the bedika alone without the rechitza. If it's possible, she could just take some water in here and spritz herself and clean herself quickly. Or she could take a baby wipe even and just wipe herself. But nowadays that they're much cleaner, they wear pads and things like that. So there's even less of a chash that there's down left over there. So baby wipes and things like that should be enough. There's a chuvis marasham. I didn't say the chatchila. In a case where she's running late. Right. The truth is, Marasham Chedigal Simkopetes, where if she forgot to do it, discussing whether it's Ma'akim or not. But like I said, the Aruch Shulchan and many others passing that it's not Ma'akim, so therefore the Rechitza won't be Ma'akim. Now, the idea over here is to wash the outside. She does not need to wash the inside, like Yoni already pointed out. And it could be it's even suggested not to wash the inside. She could if she feels she needs to, but as a suggestion, it's probably better not to wash the inside or to sit in a bath because it dries out the area and then makes it more difficult to do a bedika and makes it more possible for irritation, and then we run into other issues. Shabbos and Yontif, even though there's a gzera not to wash kol gufa or rubai, but just washing that area alone, and you can use water that's warmed up from before Shabbos, as the Shachar Kuf Tzaddis Sifkat Nivayis points out, is mutter to do. Tisha B'av Yom Kippur, also one can wash herself in that area because it's not called a Rechitza Shel Tainik. Yeah.
I mean, not good to do a Rechitza Bifnim because then you're not showing anything, really. You're not showing that you didn't have Dam then.
So far, we didn't see any problem with that. Right, like I said, you could wash yourself all day.
Okay, one second.
It's brought down that it should be mayim chamim, it should be warm water. The Sedei Taira brings down that if there's no warm water, you can use cold water. And if you don't have any water at all, you should at least be mekanech the area, which is what the Chachos Adam also brings down. There is a mashmais in the Shulchan Aruch over here that in the Ramah that you're doing the rechitza and immediately after you're doing the bedika, and that's the pashtus rechitza bedika, and there's no mention over here, not in anyone, not in the Sikilim, no one mentions that there should be a break between the rechitza and the bedika, and that's enough that I did the bedika, and it goes back to the way we explained the bedika earlier. That I'm accomplishing when I do the Chayim Mizdakim, I'm accomplishing proving that it's Mayna Sasa. That's it. That's all I need to accomplish. Therefore, there should be no break. However, the Ma'aril Diskin in Chedigal Sim Samches brings down this Ha'ara. He says, if you're going to be machzik yourself, you just washed yourself, so therefore you should wait a few minutes, but doesn't tell us how long. Rav Moshe Feinstein in Tshuva Yerdei Chedbeis Ma'aches writes 15 minutes. One should wait 15 minutes, but it's pasha that it's only the chatchila. Of course, if someone's running late, then what? Chedgal Sim Samaches. It's pasha that it's all the chatchila, but if someone's running late, they should not wait. And between the two, you do the rechitza, you do the bedika. And that's fine. And it's possible also that Rav Moshe was only talking about someone who did a thorough internal washing, like a douche. But Avada, even according to most Paiskim, Chaznish, and many others, a few minutes is enough for this. So therefore, again, it's a later invention by the later Paiskim, this idea. In Shulchan Aruch, it's not mevorah like that, but the Marsham even has a tshuva about a lady who had to do zilo, she had to spritz herself, clean herself, and he brings a raya from here. They see that washing inside is absolutely no problem because the Ramah says duruchit and no bedika, so we're not worried about that. The mechaber over here is madgish also. Okay, fine. Now going back to Sif Aleph.
Just before we move on, Moshe just pointed out that if the tachas of Dika is to push out any dam that's there,
yeah,
then there should be no problem unless you did like a douche or something that of doing a Dika miyad.
Right. That's what I said. Perhaps that's what I said. Perhaps.
A few wait for minutes, but we were saying.
See, because the mice are all diskin and then all the achrayim bring it down. But like I said, and Rav Moshe writes it. I just added that to Rav Moshe, right? If you can wait, why not wait? You mekayim divrei chazal, whether it makes sense or not. You mekayim divrei chacham, right? The pesukim do say it. So why not get another mitzvah?
So we're saying the chazal is 15. We're saying
no, 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 no. A few minutes, a few minutes, a few minutes, a few minutes.
What is the point of waiting?
So that in case there is still dam ready to come out, you're giving it a chance to come out. Yeah? Okay. Now going back to Sif Aleph. The Sif Aleph, over here the Mechaber is Madgish. He says, Shivas Yomim Shaziva Shazava Seferes Maschilim Mimachras Yom Shepaskabai. Mimachras Yom Shepaskabai. Right? Taisir Hashanah Yiram Ralph, the Raj, Ra'ah, and the all point out that we don't say Rubei Kikula over here, we need Zayin Nekim. But the Mechab is pointing this out that it starts Mimachras because it's a very common mistake that people make, sometimes don't realize it until way later, that they were making the Cheshbon and they ended up counting the day of the Hefsik as day one. Are you thinking back? When was the first day? Oh, I remember doing the Bedika on Wednesday, so that was 1, 2, 3, and then you didn't realize that that was the Hefsik, it wasn't day one. So therefore, it's right again, it's based on the Gemara Nida, Lam Gimel Ralph, Benais Kusim Nidis Marisa over there, that we don't count the day of the Hefsik Tire as one of those days. Now, it's what's the Zman of the Hefsik Tire? So the Torah Shlomim is based. Lechem Simlin, Ois Ches, Neb Yehuda, and Yerdea, Laman Alf, Chatham Zadam, Ois Dalet, and many Rishonim point out that it has to be when it's Vada Yoyim. Before Shkia, Vada Yoyim. And the, that's why it's important in Rishonim, that's Davka when it's Vada Yoyim. And that's why these Acharim bring down also. The Aruch HaShulchan says a funny lashon which some want to be medayik from. The Aruch HaShulchan says Shezman Lebedikas Hefzitayr Uben Shmosh is Ad Halayla. Ad Halayla. What does it mean Ad Halayla? She said Ad Shkia or Ad Ben Shmosh. What's Ad Halayla? So perhaps what he means is until Vadei Layla, which means Ben Shmosh is Mata. The Zichron Yosef. Zichron Yosef and Simin Nun Ches. He wants to say that Bein Hashmasha is if she again a Chatchila Vada should be when it's Vada Yom. Talking about over here where she did not do it when it's Vada Yom, and she did it Bein Hashmasha. So Zichron Yosef and Simin Nun Ches says that by Bein Hashmasha there's a sfeik sfeika. There's a suffix if she did see maybe if she saw dam after Shki before she did a Bedika, maybe there's no dam. And here we can say that she saw dam after Shki before she checked, but Bein Hashmash is a Safik Yom, Safik Laila. Another Safik you could add to this, which we find in different areas of Halacha, that we always have the sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam and many Rishayim that hold that Bein Hashmash does not start at what we call Shkia. At that point, it's still Vada Yom. Another suffix which we find in Hilchas Shabbos, the Bir Halacha at the end of Taftas Vav, Sharitzin Rishvam Gil, Bir Halacha Shalamda, Shemabe brings down that we take into Cheshire of Yaisi. Of Yaisi in the Gemara Shabbos says that Ben Shmash is not Nimshach from Shki until Tzetzik Chacham, but Shura Kerif Ayin. And the Gemara even says, the Avid Gemara Avid, the Avid Gemara Avid. So it's another shita that we could take in, which will give us at least 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, if we can add in this suffix. So we have many sfeikas over here. And therefore, Zichron Yosef says he works with a sfeika, but like we added on more sfeikas. Therefore, there's reasoning to say that the Hefsek Taira would be fine. And that's why you'll see certain Rabbanim will say sfeika, and it's fine. However, if they learn Siman Kuf Yud well, they'll see it's not so pasha. Because in Siman Kuf Yud, the Shach and the Taz, both in Kuf Yud, Ois Tezvav over there, learn that where there's a cheskis iser, we do not say sfeika lahakal. And over here, the isha has a cheskis tuma. So how can we say sfeika to be mat? Except what? The shach over there says that when you have three sfeikas, so then it's mutti even b'makim where there's cheskis iser. But the taz and many achrenim argue with the shach and hold even where there's three sfeikas, we are not matter with a sfeika, the mocking with is a cheskes iser. So it's not so poshid that we're going to say sfeika lahak. Number two, the Rabbi Kiva Eger in Tshuva and others also bring down that this that we say the mocking cheskes iser sfeika doesn't help. That's dafka when it's a suffix in mitzias. That I need the chazaka to be machria for me, the suffix, to say that there's no sfeik over here. But by sfeik at the dina, where the chazaka is not being mevarah to me, the suffix, so then even b'makom chaz issa, we can be matter through a sfeika. So then, mitzad this, it might help out. It might help out that we could say a sfeik over here. Also, you have the tshuvas that I'm leaving that the pischei tshuva calls the tshuva as I'm leaving chav gimel as before that he should not be cheskes tuma, right? Pitoises and gittin based on base, which is arichas in the shari yosher and tshuvas marasham discusses and chedik alasim zamaches. But al kapanim, you take a look at that zikr and yosef over there. Also, he throws that later on. He says kineged the cheskes tuma of the isha. You have the suffix Benish Mashas, which is Becheskes Yayin. There are many Achrim that argue on this idea. But,
what were you talking about that was left inside?
What?
What was the kid?
She did her Hefsek Taira during Benish Mashas. And now we want to be matter. If there was Dam or not, if the Shkia, if, even if there was, but so maybe it's still Yayin. No, but maybe she missed it. She only put it in 10 minutes after Shkia. Maybe during that 10 minutes, there was a tipis dam that she didn't get. He also brings out of there that which you need a bedika while it's still day is because of Sphir Zayin Nikiyim, Mi Machrasa, like we said. But that's Davka by a Zava that needs to count Zayin Nikiyim. He says over here, over here it's a suffix if the ish is a nida, and therefore it's enough zayin yomim even if she saw dam, or she's a ziva, a zava, and she needs zayin nikim. We're machme api rab zera, so for that it's enough, right? It may be enough, right? He explains the Gemara that says she also needs kis suffix zivas, because chazal chashi for a suffix zivas. So we get to this, there is a lot as far as the kan ol kan. Like I said, it goes back to Kofir over there. If we're going to use
straw, what's
an Eretz Yisrael?
He is shorter.
Shorter.
Eretz Yisrael shorter.
So what are you asking?
What is Man Eretz Yisrael in America?
It's a man of what?
Of this. Is it 38 minutes? Both.
Time.
He is the suffix time.
To what
the different
shkiyas.
By the end to what we call shkiyas, they got a calendar. What? I didn't get to that yet. What do you want? Well, first, let's decide if it's Bechal Negev to talk about, right?
But we're saying Kiva Eger, even the Shach.
Again, I'm saying it's done in both ways, but I mean, I didn't get to Maskana yet.
Kiva Eger, he's saying his own thing, he's using Shach Taz would agree to him.
He's saying even in the Shach Taz. Yeah, he's saying even the Shach Taz. Right. So, now, if you take a look at Rav Maisha, Ramesh in the tshuva in Arachayim Chedidals himself Beis over there, he does make it. It's a long tshuva which will answer your question about when shki is and all that. You can go through it, but Lach Rabba. And he over there in Teich Devarav, he does make it tzir between Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Tam. He does say in New York 9 minutes, but he throws in over there only if she was a oinus. Only if she was a oinus. In another tshuva, Chelik Dalsim Yud Zayin Ois Chavav, over there he says only if she's always noig like the Rabbeinu Tam. So it has to be oinus and she's always noig like the Rabbeinu Tam. Oinus. That she. She couldn't do it because she was oinus. There's a dig that some make in the Chofetz Chaim in Nidchei Yisrael and Taras Yisrael, both of them use the same lashon, that if she is mafsik b'tayri after shkia, she should ask a Mayrai Ra. Doesn't explain what the Mayrai Ra is going to do. I would assume the two questions the Mayrai Ra is going to ask was, were you oinus and do you always keep Rabbeinu Tam? That's my assumption. That's what my Ra is an ass, and therefore it comes out the Chofetz Chaim agrees that if she was an oinus and she keeps Rabbeinu Tam, then she could be Semach Hanit. Now, the meaning of Rabbanim is for sure not to be mefarsim this kula, even if they will be makel in certain situations, like we said, what they consider oinus, they're not going to be mefarsim this. Therefore, one should make sure to do the Hafsik Tayar before the Zman Shkia. You always have until the latest Zman Shkia. There's differences in calendars. Could be at certain times of the year 4 or 5 minutes differences. You always have until the latest Shkia. So as a Rav, you should have the later calendar that you always have until the latest Shkia. And in those situations where there is room to be Mekel, so in those situations, the Rav will be Mekel until 13 and a half minutes over here in Eretz Yisrael.
That if she meets the two requirements of Benetton?
That's what Ramesha says. Other Rabbanu made to feel if it's just Aynas alone using the Sfeikas that we mentioned earlier.
We're not being Magdir Mitzvah,
right?
What? I mean, I don't know, we're leaving out. We're not being Magdir, like what we consider.
I was Magdir very clearly. What was I not Magdir?
Of an onus, like what we consider.
I was Magdir, onus, has to be onus. Now you have to, you're a Seichel. What's onus? You need to ask her questions. That's a very clear gather. You need to ask her questions. What was the situation that took place? Why did this happen? And then use your Seichel of this. You consider this onus or not? You can't be Magdir. This is logic.
Amazing.
You have to. You as a Rav have to take the plunge and decide if you feel the Zionist or not. Ask her questions. Drill her.
It's slipping her mind. She meant to slip her mind. That
why did it slip her mind? Why did it slip her mind? Ask her. Why did she slip her mind? We can't go through the conversation now because it's impossible because you're not a lady. But go through the conversation with a lady and then decide if you feel that that's called Zionist or not. That's all.
When Rabbi said Malkan Shabbat, was referring to Oinus and making them think of later, or just to any circumstances.
Oinus, and why she did not do it before Shkia?
That's what Rabbi was referring to. Rabbi said Malkan Shabbat, or Oinus.
What else?
She's been telling me for a very long time she can't get out of her.
Oinus, no, don't have Hafsik Tayra. Why didn't you do your Hafsik Tayra today? Okay. Now, in a case where she's nesupik, if she did the bedika before or after shkia, so then already there's much more room to be makel. Then already you don't have to come on to oinus. You can use the different cheshbonim we made to be more makel over there. If she started it before shkia, she put it right before shkia, and while she was checking ba'imik v'chayim zdakim, it became shkia. Also then, there's much more room to be makel.
How would she have missed it?
What?
How would she have missed it?
What do you mean?
If she put the aim in before shkia, even though it's the same before, there wouldn't be any doubt that she missed.
Say, but Chazal Masakin, Chazal were very makbid. The Rishayim say it has to be during Yoim. Right? They were makbid. They gave you a Zman. Keep to the Zman.
So we're saying the potential amount of time would be 13 and a half minutes. Here at the show?
I didn't know there was a difference. Again, it has to be a certain situation, and then. The later after shkia it is, the harder it's going to be for her to prove that she was oitis. Okay? Let me ask you a question. A lady has to go to the park, right? And then, I shouldn't say that, Lush. A lady who goes to the park with her children, and it's usually shkia time in the winter for sure, right? She needs to take the kids out of the house. She'll go nuts. They'll go nuts. I don't know, anyone who has kids could understand this, but you got to get out, right? So what should she do? She has to do FC Tire today. Should she stay home with the kids so she could do it some close to Shkia? Or should she do it earlier and go out to the park and be there Shkia time? So I think anyone who has children and understands the need to go out with them understands that she could do it earlier. That she could do it earlier. As a suggestion, the Pais can give the best time to do it is an hour before Shkia, so that you'll have time to do the rechitza, and if you need to do one or two more, because the first one or the second one is not good or questionable, you'll have the time to do it. But if the mincha ketani is still within the lechatchila, like we said, b'di'evet, even a b'dikas shachris is enough. Even b'dikas shachris is enough. An interesting case that comes up is that sometimes women earlier in the day just take a cloth and go in to check if today I'm going to be ready to do my bidika, right? And then she forgot to do her hefsik tire. Could she count that bidika as a hefsik or not?
Or it's
now the svar. What? One second. Give me a chance, please. Now, the svar over here would be that since she did not do the bidika l'shem taira, so perhaps it's not good. She was doing it stam to see whether she's clean or not. Or maybe you don't have to do it l'shem taira. It's enough just that she did a good bidika. So that runs into another question that we have. We find in different areas of halacha, milsa de leirami alei de inish lavadaite, that perhaps there's still a problem because when she's doing a bedika and she knows she's doing bedika for Tyra, so she pays attention to make sure to do a full, complete bedika, and she checks it well and she sees that it's clean. Over here, she wasn't paying attention to doing bedika. She was thinking that she's going to do another one later on. So maybe it's a milsa deloy rami aledin. She wasn't on her mind to look for the damo to do good. So the Tzemach Tzedek, the earlier Tzemach Tzedek in Tzemachay, and the Chuvas, there's a Chuvas Avoy Zagershuni and Aislam Ayin Tes, want to be Mankel in such a case. That Sheni, the Chuvas Oynig Yantiv, is Mavura to be Machmer. So you have here different Shitas. And again, you have to speak to the Isha to see how well she did it. If Shitak just did it Agavdik, then there's reasoning to assume that it wasn't done properly. She did it well. Yeah. Okay, are we going weiter? We have the room still? Okay. Now, the Ramah brings that over here. Yesh, I mean, Mispala, Kal Arvis, Vayriyim Gadol. You know what? I'd rather not go into that right now. It's like Zaitig with Tosfos Shabbos and all that. If you remind me next time, we'll go back to that. So in Sif Gimel, it says over here, "Biyayim shepesekes miliros ubedekes atzma ka'amor tilbash cholok habaduk." She should wear a cholok which is baduk. She'im by kesem, which doesn't have any stain. Ubelaila tosim sadinim habedukim, a sadin that's baduk niksamim. Yoyim amakras taschal lispa shuvenikim. Again, he reminds you. It says Rama vileveshes levenim, and she should wear levenim. So what's interesting is that in the mechaber itself, we don't find anything about levenim. The title of the siman is Dine Levishis Aliban. That's the title of the siman. Dine Levishis Aliban. question is who made the titles. But okay, could be not. But Dina Levish is a Libun. But in the Halacha, he talks about Bedukim, Baduk, Bedukim. The Rama says Alashim Lavan, but still not clear Raya that he means white, because the Tila David has a list in Hilchas Shabbos by Mappa Levena. There's a list over there of many places in Nach and Chazal where we find the Lashon Lavan to mean Naki, not to mean white. That's why some people don't have a white tablecloth, whether it means Sarachan. It says Mappa Levena, because Lavan just means clean. The Masaira is the Maisa Lavan. I'm not going against the Masaira. The Masaira the Maisa is white. But where does this whole idea come from? So the Gemara over the end of Gimel and Shabbos, by the Maisa with the Chosid Echad, says a Lashon that Elyon Navi asked of the main Libunech, Mao Eitzlecha. The main Libunech. What's the main Libunech? Says Rashi, Ki goin Zava Shesiferes Shivin Nikiyim, a Zava that's counting seven Nikiyim Mishepaska, Vitzrichim Liyais Leveshes Levenim Lebatka. She has to wear Lebdika. She has to wear Levenim for Bedika. Why? Says Rashi, Shematira Vitista Sfirasi. So Rashi's explained to us, what is this Liban? It's during the Zayin Nikiyim. And it's because of Achshash, Shematira Vitista Sfirasa. We want to catch, we want to see, is there dam or not? And that's the Lashon Rashi also brought down, they bring it down from the Sefer Ha'ira. Rashi says over there, "V'oid yesh b'nei Adam shekar lo'isin shviyam ma'achrenim yimei libuna." They call it yimei libuna. Lefi shemisrachetzes bechamin umislabenes bebegadim noim umislabenes. She whitens herself with begadim noim. And the Kolbay also brings down similar lashon to it. So that's where the lashon libun comes from. Now, it's because of this that the Rishonim, the Rosh in Masechet Nida, Perek Yud, Simen Hei, Shebiyoyim Shemafsika Isha B'Tayra, on the day that the Isha is Mafsik B'Tayra, Aleha Lubash Chalok Lavan, Chayda Mashkia. Before Shkia, the Rosh says, she should put on a Chalok Lavan. There are other Rishonim, the Rekeach, the Mordechai, and Shavuos, Tavshalim, Lam Zayin, other Rishonim that add to this. They add, Sheyeshla Lifrois Sadin Lovin Almitasa. She should spread out, that's what the Rekech writes. She should spread out a Sadin Lovin on her bed. The Mordechai's Lashon is, the Yoim Shepesekas Tifda Gatz Malere, Vitubash Cholok Lovin, Shemtira Oid, She Nikar Bechaluka, Ubelaila Tasim Sadinim Levenim Bimitasa. So they're maisiv onto the din of chalok, also sedinim. The Meiri in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amar Aleph says something interesting. Says vim loy lavsha chalok alavan arabayke. If let's say she did a hefsik taira on Wednesday, and she didn't wear her white until Thursday morning, minig benayis Yisrael, minig benayis Yisrael, sheyoyim levishes a chalok bechlal yemei hatuma. That she loses that day. She did not wear big day loving. The nice soul accepted on themselves that she can't count that day as Yimei Liban. In the Chochmas Adam, in Kuf Yedzayin Ayscheles Paskins, if she was Peshea and not wearing Liban, Roy Lekainza. It's Roy Tekainza in her. It's in the Chochmas Adam Paskins. La Halacha Lamaisa. We don't take on like this. We don't cancel. But, of course, she needs to wear Big Day Liban. And, like the Torah Shlomim over there, his brother read before, says, it's not ma'akev. We pass it's not ma'akev. But, Avada, she can't be mezalzel in the din of Liban. Now, Bismanenu, there seems to be a svara that some Paiskim say, that since they're noig at night to sleep with a beged, with underwear, so therefore it makes sense that this extra din that the Rishonim added on by spreading a white sheet out, they don't have to use. Some Achrayim say, some Paisim say, look, the minig was always to put on a white sheet, and therefore not to change from it. Rav Moshe Feinstein, quoted in by Rav Shimon Aida, he quotes B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein, he said something as follows. He says, Arija's Lashon, says, K'shelo veshes b'zayin nekiyim, av k'sha mechnasayim shalosh shahim mehudakim legufa. Even though the underwear she's wearing is mahudik, it's against her guf. Toiv shetosim sadin love and amitosim. It's a good idea to place a white sheet on her bed. Mishum. He doesn't say like the other one say, does not be mshana from the minig. He says, shum she'ika de choshvim af le she'ena mahudakim mamish le gufa she'em mahudakim. Because there are those that are wearing underwear which is not mahudik and they think it is mahudik. The law called Neshei Shavim Mechashiv is Hiduk. Not every lady has the same idea of what's called Hiduk. That's tied against the guf, that's fitted. Vigam, he says another prat. Yesh chilik ben yeshiva l'shchiva, ben yeshiva l'shchiva, l'amida. Could be when you're standing or sitting, it's taka modik, but when you're laying, it's not modik. V'lechein toiv shagam tosam sadin lovin amitasam. Therefore, it's best to always put a white sheet on the bed. However, I did hear from different Talmidim in Ramesha that when he was speaking to the Talmidim, a Talmud that he trusted that will understand what Mahudik is, so that those Talmidim, he told them that they do not need a white sheet. So therefore, again, halacha lemaisa, you have to know who you're talking to. If what?
The,
yeah.
The Talmidim is the women. They don't know what you're
I assume their husbands will explain to the women what to do. But it's a good point. Good point. That's a good point. However, this din of Libun is, like we found, Chaluk, which is the underwear. We're not made to wear outer baggage. That's white. And brought down the sheet. However, the pillows and blankets, the covers, that does not need to, or her nightgown does not need to be white. That does, you don't have to be machmar. There are those that bring the Chachmas Adam and Ois Ches as a raya. However, I think it's not a raya. And a matter of fact, if you look at the Chachmas Adam later on, when he's talking about it again, he just says priestess loving, sadden loving. So I think it's pretty clear that the Chachmas Adam didn't either mean that. Now, what's the purpose of wearing this white? Of wearing the white underwear or the spreading out the white sheet. So we saw in Rashi idea to be mevaritas shema. Maybe she's seeing down to mevaritas similar to the din bedika, right? Just like we have a din bedika, so too she has a din over here to wear white to be mevaritas that there's no down. And according to this, it would make sense that you have to check the beged every day, just like you need to do bedika. And if you take a look at the Rosh. The Rosh's Lashon is that the Rosh brought down the Chiddush of Kivegis is Leah is by Dekes Lechatchila Atzmov Chaluka. I think that's the Lashon on the Rosh, maybe not. But the Lashon on the Rosh over there is that she should check it every day. And Rav Kivegis is going on the halacha over here that you have to check twice a day. He's going on the din that you need to do Bedika twice a day. On that Bedika, on that, it's as much from Kivegis that you should have to check your Chaluk twice a day. That's a smashma. Now, the Sidetairo over here in Ois Tezvav, he brings the Rosh. Now, just to point out, Roy Vishayim don't mention in the Din Zainikim, Din of the Dikas Chaluka, they just bring down the Dikas Isha, that she has to check herself. They don't talk about checking the chaluka. The Rosh is the one that says Srich Livdek Atzma is chaluka b'chol yoy. And it seems like there have been Yeruchim and also in the Chedusha Rashbat it says that. Sidei Tyre and Oistezvav is Metama on the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. The Torah who's the son of the Rosh, the Shulchan Aruch, who just says stop, Srich Li is Bedekes. Why didn't they bring down this din that she has to be Bedek herself and also the chaluka? Why didn't you keep Ege to bring it down? They should have brought it down. Why did they leave it out? So the Lechem is similar, and Lechem Oisites wants to say that that's Taka the Kavanah of Mechaba. Twice a day, you baidik. Baidik what? Atma v'chaluka. Right? That's what I want to say. However, the the Beis Ephraim, he brought that in the Pesachei Tshuva Yisir Alf. He says, B'pshit is that you don't need to check the Chalukah Pesadina, because we don't find the Peskim any chiv to check. Padis Rimayim proves from the fact that the Torah left out this halacha, that which the Rosh writes to check it is not Meikar Adin. It was Minig Anashim Shenogu came Bezman HaRosh, but Meikar Adin you don't have to. That's what Padis Rimayim writes. And in the Shartzim B'Halacha, Yitaka says, over here also, Sha'arim, it's Yonah B'Halacha, it's Rav Brown.
Yeah.
Right. So over here, he brings that interesting. One second, where is it? So we did a marmot kaimis about this. Al kapanim the you'll find he brings a different marmot kaimis about this also. The Cheshev Eifoy, it's Sima Samach, says Minig Bali Hara, that you do not need to check the Chalukah. Darchas Taira and Pergid Gimel, Ayschav Zayin, also brings down that Pergid Gimel, Ayschav Zayin. Brings down that. He brings down also that she doesn't have to check, but that's something else he brings down. You don't have to check if different ice. In Ois Chav Zayin he brings down another din. He says, "A isha who is in a matzav of seeing kismei dam machos chulshus arechem lacha leida, a machos the kichas kadurim, whatever reason is that she's having staining problems." So he says, "What?" He says, "Tosim samach gushpa." Tachboishes levena, she should put a white pad. She'll tseme gefen, a nikra pad. La'acha siyasef zitaira ara tvila. And in the biurim, oisidalet, he's mevired this. He's more mirech on this. That issues having staining issues should put a pad over there to catch the dam, and it won't make her asa because it's ein mekabatuma. And similarly, they say B'Shem Rav Moshe Feinstein also, that he would tell Talmidim the same idea. What? Yeah, there's a Din Liban. A lot of people kind of Din Liban. He says also you should wear white underwear. Put it on the white underwear. Yeah.
The pad is also, she won't become Talmidim.
Right.
So what's the point? What's the point?
Okay, very good. Give me a second. All right, 1 second. So we.
He also
would tell to wear it, and there are Talmidim of his that straightforward. So we have over here many Achronim which are learning what.
Which had steers in Shmuel's.
Okay, we have to work that out. But so now we have over here Machlekes Achronim whether she has to check the white beged. Or not. And we have over here also this new halacha that we just mentioned that she can even put a pad there to catch the dam, which will prevent them from becoming asr. So, if the whole reason of wearing white is, like we said before, in order to check maybe she's seeing, so then what's going on over here? So, what's the reason to wear white to begin with? What's the whole purpose of wearing white to start? So this leads us into a whole nother conversation, discussion. That if the reason for wearing white is like we said before, in order to shed material, to see, we want to see is there dam or not, we want to find it. If she's not checking it, we're never going to find it. And also if we're doing eights as hell, that even if we find it, she's not going to become us, so then what's going on over here? So this leads us into a whole nother discussion, which is based on Tosis and Ksubas of Ayin Beis Amar Aleph. Tosis over there is bothered with a question. Hare, there's a mitzvah over here, the Safra. She's being kind of a mitzvah, the Sfira, counting her Zayinakim. So she should make a bracha. Sfira Saiva, we make bracha, so why doesn't she make a bracha over here? Why doesn't a Zava make a bracha on a Sfira like we make a bracha by Sfira Saiva? What? Is that a good teretz? Is it a good teretz? Taisu says that, right? Taisu says that. So Taisu says, true. Taisu says, because maybe she'll be tiravatista and she won't count, which is a discussion by itself.
Oh, very time she put. So
right, exactly. But you can answer, right, it comes up by tefillah. A tefillah of a zava on the Yom Zayin. She could be tayva on Yom Zayin. So could she make a bracha or not? So they bring the Magen Avraham and Nachashon Chava. We'll discuss it when we come side zayin. Anyways, yeah. So the Rav Yah said, the Rav Yah, what? So there are different tzurtzim to this. There are different tzurtzim to this. The Chinuch in Mitzvah Shin Lamed writes, it says, B'lo re'inu me'oilam. The Rav Yah is quoted in the Chedusha and Shneim on the Mordechai and Shavuos. It's Dalit, you can look over there. And, the Chinuch says as follows, it says, V'lo re'inu me'oilam she'yimna ha'zav yimei sfiroi v'lo ha'zava yimei sfirasa. I never saw them count the days. V'ava pi she'kasubem v'safar loy or v'safra loy la. If they pay attention to these days, is not that the chayv to count it with their mouth, and to make a bracha on the minyan. To be mashkiach on these days. And if you take a look at the Ramban in Alat Torah, in Bayikra, Parak of Gimel, Vazik Tezvav, Rabbeinu B'chai, and many other Rishayim, also them before the same thing, that the idea of the Zayinikim, the idea of the Sfira, the Vesafra is to be Mashkiach, to be aware that these are days of counting, these are my days of Nikim. But not that I need to do any active act of counting, of hayoyim yoyim, or making brachas. We know the Shlah brought out the Pesachei Tshuva is Dalit, that she should count each day, and she should say hayoyim yoyim. However, the Chnayim Yehuda, and Yerdei Simkum Chav Gimel, Tshuv Me'av, and the Marsham, Mil Tzedaka, all are chalik on the Shlah. Are all chalik on the Shlah. And the idea of it is like the Chinuch is saying, "Sheyitnu leiv al yamim." Just be aware of the what's going on now. Hashkacha on the days. But what does that mean? What does that mean? Hashkacha, you know, leiv al yamim. Which is going to bring us back to also understanding what the Chiyuv Bedikah over here is, and then once we understand the Chiyuv Bedikah, we'll be able to also get back to understanding about the Chalukah. Now, I also want to point out that there's a tshuva from Elio Gutmacher that he goes through the tshuva. He was a Talmud of Kiva Eger, and he goes through the sugya. Goes through the sugya, and he proves over there, and he brings a meisim that he had with Rav Kiva Eger himself. That Rav Kiva Eger did not paskin that you need to check the Chalukah, and he also goes through the sugya why you should not have to check the Chalukah. So he wants to say over there that even Rabbi Kiva Eger did not, which Agav, Chiddush Rabbi Kiva Eger is, may never be lahalach l'maisa. This is what he wrote on the side of his page, his mitzayin. And it doesn't mean it's halacha tshuva. He wrote tshuva, that's halacha l'maisa. So even Rav Kivega didn't pass him like the Rosh. Rav Yo Gutmach wants to say, take a look at that tshuva. So again, we have many achren. What? What ice?
What's
in it? So therefore, that's the next step over here. That we have to get back to this din bedikis and what the bedikis are to guide for us. And with that, we'll be able to move on to a more pratim. We'll continue with that. But maybe I'll just go back to Ramah. Yeah? Because the Ramah over here, Yesh Oymim Spala Kal Arbiz Vayrayim Gadol Eini Chay Livdek Az Lubash Levein. No?
No, it's fine.
I'll stop if you want.
Can we take a break and go back?
Okay, fine. I did that yesterday in the morning. I gave an hour share. I gave the guys 10 minute break. Then another hour.